Hello, it's Friday, the 10th of May, the year of our Lord, 2024. We're back with another nightly news. We've got the gang here. We've got Christine, we've got Kat, and we've got Jason, and you have myself, Luke Collins. We're going to start, as always, with Kate Watch. Same as always. No proof of life, no word, but the press, they're so funny. They really are. You've got to give it to them. William makes a statement about Kate's health. We didn't really. He was at some school, or he was out visiting in somewhere in the silly aisles, apparently, because that's all happening, obviously, in the silly aisles. That's where the future heir to the throne needs to be. So he's gone to the silly aisles, and he was just asked, "Is it okay? I'm just wondering how Princess Catherine's doing." And he just said, "She's doing very well, thank you." That was it. That was the statement on Kate. She continued the dinner lady and said, "May I ask how the children are?" And he said, "The children are well, jealous. They wish they were here with me." So that was the grand statement about Kate Middleton's health. She's doing okay, but she's now going to be off indefinitely and probably never going to be returned. And we have all, the British public have just got to accept the fact that Kate's battling cancer, and she'll be battling cancer now till probably the next 40 odd years. It's just bloody stupid. So, yeah, same as always. That's the end of Kate Watch. Let's do something different. Let's start with Jason.
Oh, thank you.
You're
It must be that.
welcome.
It must be that Friday thing. I thought
Hey.
you always. I thought you always saved the best to last. No, I'm only
Oh.
kidding.
Go on, what you
Yeah.
got?
So it seems we've spoke about it during the week about the Eurovision Song Contest happening. And it seems that the security has been ramped up because the pro-Palestinian mob are out on the streets in Malmö, kicking off, and apparently there's been weapons and all sorts of things being pulled off protesters. So it's going to be a very, very different kind of Eurovision Song Contest this year. And that old ugly head that we haven't seen for a while that had a sabbatical over COVID, the old ISIS, Israeli Secret Intelligence Service, he's going to probably make a surprise appearance, I would imagine, somewhere along the lines over this weekend, over that neck of the woods. So yeah, it's all going to be going off. So keep your eye on the Eurovision Song Contest, not to watch the acts, obviously, because we know what the acts are all about, but just watch the news around it and see, dip in and out of the internet and see what's going on, because I've got a feeling something big's going to happen this weekend.
Interesting. Interesting.
Isn't it? Well,
I think you
listen,
might be right, actually, Jace. Sorry, go on, Lou.
this is a kind of leading on, right? So Christine's going to come in because I mentioned this, that oh, there's going to be solar flares. Apparently, this is going to be the biggest solar flare storm, and people are preparing for outages, blackouts. Apparently, we're going to be able to see the Northern Lights here in the UK tonight, and it's imminent. So they're warning of blackouts. I looked on Devon Live for something earlier, and the headline was Devon expected for major storms overnight, and weather warnings have been issued. And I thought that's weird because it's been so glorious today. And I mentioned this to Christine just before we came on air. And she went, "Sky event, Christine, this brings into your story."
It so does. Okay. There is a 2018 Hue drop May 10th. Wow. So we've got a 6-year delta today, and it's talking about patriots and traitors. And at the very end of the Hue drop, which I will post in the show notes, it says, "We the people. There will come a time they will not be safe walking down the street. We will not be held hostage. Sky event. Where we go one, we go all." Cue. Wow. That led me directly into a prophecy that I had just watched this morning that said, expect blackouts and sky events, like God's about to do something big, which is going to lead me to another story. But for now, I'm going
to. Okay, so that's something to really keep in mind, Christine, because the fact that a 6-year delta is talking about a sky event, and then we've got these major solar storms coming on.
Well, and the other thing that's really interesting, when you said you're going to see the Northern Lights, I've done so much research on the shape of the Earth and the Northern Lights and prophecy and just biblical stuff. Do you know, I don't know if everybody knows this, but when you look up and you see the Northern Lights, if you're ever able to witness such an event, you're literally seeing the lights from the throne room of God. That is how close he is.
I mean,
that's what that is. So when you look up and you see those lights, it doesn't matter what else is going on this earth. He's got this. He sees all. He knows all. And you have not been forgotten. He is your provider, and he will take care of you. Just stand strong.
Amen. Amen. Jason, I know you were going to pick up something because I mentioned about these solar storms. You wanted to add something.
Yeah, well, I sit there and I ponder to myself quite often. And I just thought, when he sent me that, I thought, well, yeah, that makes sense. Now all the technology's up there, all this radio wave frequency manipulating technology that's up there. So they could quite easily pull an event off like this using that technology that's just there now, isn't it? It's there. So, yeah, it does make you wonder. And then I started thinking about, obviously, the last one that we had back in the 1800s, and I thought, well, we know that they fabricate history. So it happened that might have been a fabrication. So we, the people, have had that seed sown and go, well, it happens, don't it? But again, we know that that big ball up there is local. So whatever's going to be causing this storm ain't that big ball that's up in the sky. That's for sure. So it's just interesting to sort of try piece together the jigsaw puzzle and try get a picture of what I feel really this event could possibly be behind the scenes. Because it's on the mainstream media that this is going to happen. So they want us to know it and want us to focus on that. So, you know, it's just, something.
Something is going down. We know something's going to go down eventually, don't we? We know something's going to be going down. I can't
put my finger on it. But yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Exactly. So the birthday girl, she's here. And it actually was her birthday yesterday, not Monday, as I was telling people. Hello, darling.
Hello. Oh, thanks, Lev. It was, when Christine wrote on my wall, I thought, hang on a minute, Lou's probably said something new.
Yep,
and I blew it.
Oh, thanks. Anyway. Guys. Nice day. But listen, I haven't got an article for it because it was something that, I don't know if any of you saw Kim's live earlier, but she had a very interesting package delivery today, right? And basically, can you remember back in February that he went to an event here in Wales in Abergavenny where Peter Tatchell was meant to be?
He ended
up being cancelled. And obviously he had said he's in 30 odd years or so, he said, I've never been cancelled except for now. And we had those badges made, didn't we? We cancelled Peter Tatchell.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kim has ordered through PCP, obviously, these big, massive, what they call it, Cortex boards or Corex boards, you know what I mean? Don't you? The big, huge white board thing, like the massive A size, huge. And they've got Peter Tatchell's face on them saying, I can't remember. It's something about being cancelled in Wales. These are to take to our events. We do events this year as well. And we've also got, you know, all the ADHD stuff that we had. Obviously, we were trying to show about ADHD, the drag queens' social media content, you know, being really disgusting, right? So we've got all those, because people keep, because he's still being employed all over the place, not just in Wales, in England, in Scotland, he's still getting about. So people have, you know, not realizing the extent of it. So we've got them on big, massive court export. So we've got like 30, I think we got 18 for down in South Wales and 18 for up in North Wales. But when do events, we're going to take them with us. We've also got, for the smart asses out there, you know, where people going, it's not happening, it's not happening. Well, we've got like, you know, daily, because it has been in the mainstream media, you know, some cases and whatever. So we've got those articles where children were being taught, 12-year-olds being taught about anal sex and whatever else. We've got the article. And then what we're going to do is write on the back the report that goes with it, so that people can just, you know, the smart asses that go, oh, that's mainstream media, you shouldn't believe it. So we've purposely picked articles where we can prove with the report in the back. So
brilliant.
We're going to be doing quite a lot of events this year. So we've got a good, we've got one on the 9th of July at the Senedd, and that one is like a double one. So outside, obviously, Parliament is the Senedd, for any listeners who don't know. So we're going from, so we'll be speakers, question time in the Senedd, I believe, on that day. So in outside from 12 till 3, speeches at 1, the 9th of July. So I think it's a, it's either a Tuesday or a Wednesday, but it's midweek anyway. And then in the evening from like 9 o'clock, we're going, so you know where the BBC building is, Lou, in Cardiff, outside the station. Yep. So we're going down there. The reason for that being is because that's going to be like where we're basically going to project off the BBC building, showing images and everything of what the content of what we're doing in school. So we're going to be doing like a podcast thing that what the BBC are not reporting, and we're going to put all the thingies right on the side of their building. So that's why we're doing it at 9 o'clock, because the light will be perfect then.
Oh wow, so that's amazing. We need to go down. Maybe we could do a podcast like after or something, or simulcast or something, to get it out,
it should
everywhere.
Good, it should be good, you know. It should, like I say, so there'll be a few hours in the middle, obviously. You know, we just go, you know, go for a coffee, go for some food, whatever, and then reorganize back then in the evening for outside the BBC for that one, you know, because that's when we, because it's later in the night, we're hoping no, you know, no kids will be around and we can actually show what they're teaching, some of the lesson content. There'll be a few of us speaking and whatever, so there'll be a really good event that will. So, obviously, we'll take those billboards with us. We're not messing around now. You know, it's gone way, way, way too far. It's gone way too far. So we're up in the game, you know. We've got to.
So, I am so proud of you, girls. I have to say, that was, you guys are warriors. And I am so, so, so thrilled to see people standing up and fighting for our kids. And I am so grateful for everything you two do. It's incredible.
It's Kim, it's Kat.
You
know, PCP Wales. You know, we're just reporting on it. But I think Liberty Tactics should come down, and maybe we could simulcast or go out. Do you know what I mean? So we can get to more, because it's starting to build now, the old...
It's not going to go the other way. It really isn't, because so many people, it's happening a lot, Lou, as you know.
Yep.
You know, when I...
Yep. Maybe Jason can get the night off, and we can do a live and film it as well across Rumble and X.
Jason, yeah, you can show up with all your papa bears, like alpha male syndrome. That's what they need.
Problem is, most of them are distracted playing Call of Duty, watching football, or singing to Britain's Got Talent. Unfortunately.
I know.
I might come. When's it on, Kat? The 9th of July, you say.
The 9th of July.
And what day is that?
I can't remember. I think it's a Wednesday. I'm sure it's a Wednesday. But let me double. It might be a Tuesday. Hang on. I'll check now, actually.
It's a weekday. I might take a day off, yeah.
It is.
I might
do, actually. Tuesday. Tuesday, July 9th.
It's a Tuesday. Here we go. It's a Tuesday, Jace.
Right, okay. Let me just have a little study and I might come down.
Fantastic. I think it'll be a good one. I think it'll be a really... you know, really informative day. Like, we're going to lay it, you know, lay it all there for people to see, basically. And they're going to be shocked. But then if, you know, that's what the schools, they need to know and get active.
Well, this is it. I think if people did know the extent of it, there's still that Stockholm syndrome mindset from them. You know, it's yes, they know something's wrong, but they still trust the system. But I think if people realised the full extent of what is actually happening in the schools, I think people will start to turn their heads the right direction.
They will, Jase. They will, and I've said this for a long time, and you know, I said it over and over again. The genuine, and a lot of people genuinely do not know the extent of it. They really don't. And then when they do see it, this is why we get people really, you know, they come to me and they're absolutely fuming because something. Do you know what I mean? Something happened.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is it's about awareness, massively. Yeah. That's the battle. And they've got, unfortunately, the tech. So I've always said it, you go grassroots, that's how things happen in this world. Unfortunately, it has to start at grassroots, which is amazing what you guys have done so far as it is. So, you know, 100%
it's
my support. And if I can get that.
Growing, and that's the most important thing, it's growing. It's growing and getting bigger and bigger, and it's not going to stop.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's publicchildprotectionwales.org for all of the info. We'll put a link to it all. Those in the UK, if you can get a day off, you know, get down and support this. We're going to be definitely going down.
Sorry to interrupt you, but while I'm here, we got another one, but it's not a particularly a PCPW event. It's like a coalition for the same sort of thing we're doing up in Parliament Square again in September. I think it's September the 18th, but I'm not 100% sure. So I'll find out again and let everyone know exactly when that is.
Fantastic. Yeah, so people can book the day off. Do it. Like, you're getting plenty of notice. Book a day off. Show the support. It's affecting all of our children. So, okay. Thanks, Kat. Right, Diddy. Oh, he's a silly. Why this has happened? Why his, like, media team allowed this to happen? I don't know. Diddy decides to put an Instagram post up. And see, I don't even know who this baby's mama is. You know, the little baby love. I think she's 2 or 3. She's called Baby Love. And that's his daughter. He's posted an Instagram of her in her high chair eating. And it goes on for like 12, maybe 20 seconds. He's left his comments open. Why would you do that? Like, his Twitter comments are usually closed. They're usually closed. They were running up. He closed all the comments down.
That's hilarious. Yeah,
that's odd.
So do you have some of the comments?
They're shocking. They are absolutely shocking. I actually screen recorded it and did a little narration over it because this poor child, what's he still doing? What are you doing? I mean, it's disgusting. And I will post the little video of it, but why would he do that? Makes no sense.
Exactly.
So the other thing that I was actually, you know, this is kind of a distraction, even though it's been very funny to watch this whole Drake and Kendrick Lamar. I must say Kendrick Lamar has destroyed Drake, and that last track, that third diss track, Not Like Us, I mean, it's brilliant. It's got a great little beat, and it just Drake can't come back. Then there's a shooting. Drake's camp was trying their best to put it on Kendrick Lamar. Then there was an intruder to his place, on his premises, and police were called yet again for another incident at Drake's whatever it is, like ranch, I don't know, whatever. And this past time, there was a trespasser involved. More to come on that. So Cuba Gooding Jr., he's now being brought into the fold. He went on the, I think it's PBD podcast, and it's huge. They've had everybody on there. It's a really big, big podcast on YouTube. And he was on there, and the subject of Diddy came up, and he's kind of trying to, not trying to avoid the subject, but to, like, kind of distance himself, or that, you know, he's whatever he's going through, you know, it's how he's handling it in this place that he's in. Then he maintains that he only met Diddy around 2019, 2020. Well, one quick Google search of Cuba Gooding Jr. and P. Diddy, the first, one of the first pictures that come up is a picture of the two of them at a party together in 2003. No, sorry, 2013. So he's trying to make light of it. Interesting, he mentions his girlfriend. Do you know who my girlfriend is? Robert De Niro's granddaughter, who's also a fixer for people within Hollywood. And we know what Robert De Niro is. So Hollywood is unraveling completely. And we mentioned the other day, the Universal Music Group, head of Universal Music Group, who started off as the head of UK's Universal Music and now runs the whole global company, Sir Lucian Grange. And he was knighted by the Queen. He's mentioned in lawsuits. He's the financier of Diddy and Drake. And we, Christine and I, couldn't remember the names, even though we knew his name, his real name, because it wasn't his real name. We couldn't find it. It had vanished off the internet. Christine, over to you.
They had completely scrubbed it, and I knew we had done a video where I had mentioned it. So I start doing a deep dive in this. Okay. If you are anywhere near London, you'll know the name Cecil G. He was a tailor. He had a men's line, very high fashion.
Well, he had shops.
Stores. Yes. Yeah. He dressed the Beatles. Okay. So he was very well known. That is the father of Lucian Grange, whose real name is Michael G. G E E. However, their real last name is Goldstein. Doesn't it always come back to a Steen? He also has two other sons, Roland and Nigel, that are also interesting to do a little dive on. So, yeah, we figured that out. And I think it's what was really crazy is in the middle of that search, I found the most random story. And I know there is no such thing as coincidence, so this blew my mind. It was a recent story that said, Michael G. has just opened the pants store in Alabama. And I'm like, what? And so I pull this, it's a little local article, I pull it up, and it's talking about, oh yeah, Michael G. has started a pants store, and his father was a tailor. And I'm like, you don't say.
Wow. And that's in your town. That's that's where you
it's
are.
It's like Alabama. Right here in my state, in Alabama.
You need to go visit the shop.
I guess
is
I
it,
do.
Is it with G? Because Cecil G, I think, was Cecil with G-E-E, wasn't it, Jason?
G-E-E.
It was a men's shop.
Same. Yeah, same name.
Wow.
Isn't that wild? So, yeah. Just the things that are coming up. And it's comical because now we've got, are you ready for me to run into Pascal? Because this kind of runs
okay,
me right
yes,
there.
It's over to you, Christine. Here we go with Pascal Nadardi, who was the son of the guy who started the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab, who left because he was disgusted and where it was going and was then later
assassinated. Yeah,
and so he's been exposing loads of things. He's He works with Space Force. He's been exposing loads of things. Christine, he's got the latest update. Go.
Oh, he is incredible. And if you all are not following him, I left his channel in the show notes. I would highly recommend watching everything he puts out. Everything he puts out. And it is all good news. It's all good news. So he is on the resistance with the Space Force. He said that they have blown up over 10,000 underground tunnels. 8 million of our children have been taken by the enemy and are gone. 8 million. He said 1 billion people have been killed by this Satanist cabal. And that tribunals are not only happening in Gitmo, they're happening everywhere all at one time, and they have been happening for years. He said that there are 500,000 criminals, Freemasons, Nazis, bankers, Zionists, just that they've had to round up. But they called in 1 million of our, and all over the world, everybody's armies, everybody's military is working together. But they called up over 1 million National Guard from the United States to round these guys up. So hats off to them, and we are praying for them every day. He had an interview that was incredible that I just watched with Ricardo Bossi. And Ricardo said, now, before you get out of here, I want the list. I want to know who's here, who's not here, who's been taken out. My listeners want to know. And he said, no problem. Bill Gates, gone. Larry Fink with BlackRock, gone. Rob Capito, BlackRock, gone. Mortimer Buckley with Vanguard. Rochelle Walensky with the CDC. Ann Shuhat with the CDC. Sherry Berger with the CDC. Mitchell Wolf, CDC. Jeff Resnick, CDC. Stanley Eck with Novavax. Serge Weinberg with Sanofi. Stefan Bancel with Moderna. Tal Zaks with Moderna. Emma Walmsley with GSK. Drew Wiseman with mRNA. He was the developer of the mRNA vax. He's dead. These are all dead. Albert Bourla with Pfizer. Mikhail Dolsten with Pfizer. Sally Sussman with Pfizer. Alex Gorsky with Johnson & Johnson. Pascal Soriot with AstraZeneca. Xavier Becerra with he was the HHS secretary. Alex Azar, HHS secretary. Rachel Levine with the U.S. She was the U.S. Secretary of Health. If you guys remember, she was the transvestite, that really ugly dude. Jeff Zients with Biden's COVID czar. Andy Slavitt, the COVID senior advisor. But he didn't stop there. He said, I know you're wanting the good news, the juicy news. So I'll tell you, all the royals are gone. They're gone. There's a lot of masks still walking around. But he said, Kate, the nasty yacht girl, she's gone too. The queen has been hanged. Charles, gone. William, gone. Philip Andrew Epstein, gone. He said the Windsors were Nazi Jews from Germany. And it was all about the Talmud, the Templars, the Vatican, 650 Globemasters. He said they're all gone except for the Queen of Hearts. And he said you'll be very excited to know that Princess Diana lives. And so does JFK Senior and Junior. He said, the base in Switzerland, the Sisters of ISIS, has been taken care of. Pope Francis, dead. He said, do not ever eat at McDonald's. The Jewish are trying to make you cannibals. And Klaus Schwab, dead. Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, all gone. So that's just some of what you get from Pascal Najati. Now, it was really interesting how I found him. There was a young lady that had come to live with me years ago that I just is, she's my daughter. I mean, she's not officially, but she really is. I love her. And her aunt had reached out to me and said, you know this person, and led me to Pascal Najati. When I watched the first video I had seen, everything in my spirit jumped. I just recognized truth, like, wow, he is speaking truth. Well, he was on with Alex Jones. After that interview, Alex Jones said, oh, this guy's out of his mind. He's crazy. And I'm thinking, of all the people in the world to point fingers, you, come on, man, you know, give me a break. And so I started tuning into him, and Johnny Inlow, one of the prophets that I follow all the time, said that there's a guy out here called Pascal Najati. If you guys haven't seen him, you might want to check him out. He's speaking a lot of truth. And I thought, boom, 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 there you go. So I have had confirmation after confirmation after confirmation with him, and I absolutely love it. So what he's saying, everybody take a really good breath, a really deep breath. He said, Mayday, Mayday, May 1st, which was the day I felt something shift in the spirit. I knew everything changed. I could not put my finger on it, but I knew something was different. He said, May 1st. Everything done. It's done. You're going to see some things. Oh, Jason, you'll love this. They did the fake solar eclipse. Space Force. Space Force did it so that everyone would look up. And he said, if you really zoom in to the eclipse when it happened, they put the logo of NASA with the forked tongue in there.
As I can see that, but I'm gonna have a look.
Yeah,
and that's what said, I said. That's fake.
Yeah, I knew it.
Not really.
So he said, you know, they were in Pisces. The sun and the moon weren't even lined up for an eclipse, which Lou had told me that. I was like, wow, okay.
That's so, what I was saying. I was trying to tell everyone, so people like, no, I'm not telling you.
You're 100% right. He confirmed that, and I love it. I was like, wow. So it's done, guys. I mean, I know we're still seeing some things, but it's time to turn our shift and to shift our focus on victory and call them down. We win, they lose. There may still be a little bit of here and there to clean up. He said they're still working on the bankers and the Masons. There are still, you know, there's still some lower hanging fruit that they have to gather. But for the most part, we're there.
Ricardo Bossi was the one who broke the story about that video he got sent, didn't he, Kat? Do you remember? And then he showed that organ harvesting video, the harrowing one. That's Ricardo Bossi. And he is so credible. I really, really like him. I think he's ex-military or something.
He's ex-military. And he and Pascal Najati have been friends for years. And he confirmed that JFK, like that Pascal met JFK and got an updated picture from him. So they've had some meeting there, which is really cool. So it's there's no matter what it looks like, no matter what the news is trying to shove down your throat, don't get down. Get your eyes focused on victory.
My question is, it's the same with, you know, all the stuff coming from the Spanish press, and the British are saying that they're lying, you know, Concha Calle. Why would a woman who's had her journalism being on mainstream, she's got a regular show, she's known last 20 years, mainstream media reporter, why would she lie? Why would she jeopardize her career? Why? Why would this Najdi go on air? He's not a nobody. Do you know what I mean? Why would he go on air? And the same with Ricardo Bossi. He had the balls to release that video that Kat, it was Kat who originally sent it to me, because that was harrowing, wasn't it, Kat? I think the world of this guy.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, the content was just horrific, obviously, but no, yeah, he reports well, doesn't he? I gotta be honest.
And why would they lie? Why would they lie? Unless they really are bad, bad actors.
Right. But then you've got, Pascal Najdi, all these people have got credible reputations that go back many years. So they've got connections. They're running in the same circles. They're probably going to see and hear. And now that he's tied to Space Force, he's got a badge. He's got the whole thing. He shows you. It's wonderful.
Well, there's one of his clips, his videos, is him in a helicopter heading to Guantanamo Bay. And you can see he's in the military because he's in the helicopter with the pilots. You could see, and they're talking to the radios,
right?
And he's in a military helicopter going, or plane or whatever, going into Guantanamo Bay. That why would they lie, unless, as I say, bad actors. So, wow, what a show! It's great to end on a bit of good and uplifting news. Interesting, that Sky event. That's really interesting that that's a 6-year delta. Really,
well, and
really,
I think it's time for, you know, we've been saying God's about to make his move. Look up.
Yeah.
I think that may be it. This could be it.
Final words, Jason Nota.
Yeah, usual from me, you know, just stand in your own truth, be the light, and do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. But it is going to be interesting the next couple of days. Storm, the events on TV, the television, the Eurovision. So speak to you on Monday with a roundup.
Yeah, absolutely. Kat?
Just wanted to say keep an eye out what's going on in Wales as well, guys, because it does affect everybody else in the UK too. That's why we're going to London as well, to bring sort of, you know, all four countries together, you know, on the same thing, because it's going on. They're ramping it up pretty.
I must say, the video where I clicked what you were telling us about the other night with the person posted on your thing. And that's gone, you know, that's had about 5,000-6,000 hits. I didn't wait for Jason. I did get a ticking off that I should have just been a bit patient and wait until he'd done it all properly. But I just wanted that out. I just got it out. That's but it's good. Got a lot of traction. And the comments are incredible. If you get a chance to go over to it, I think it's number one, two, I think it's about the fifth post. Like it's on the second row. If you have a look, have a look at the comments. Eh?
Is it on Rumble?
No, have a look on TikTok. It's on Rumble as well.
Oh, TikTok.
It's gone crazy on TikTok.
All right, good. Good, because people really ask.
Go and have a look. Have a look at the comments.
I will do.
Any final words, love, other than that?
No, just everyone to have a very good weekend. And as Jason said, it will be interesting. Because whatever happens with Eurovision, something's happening, whether it's going on there or whether it's going on outside. So, yeah, keep your eyes peeled, guys. And we'll be back Monday for a day on what actually does happen, if anything, over the weekend.
Can I just jump in and offer odds? So who do we think is going to win the Eurovision, Israel or the Ukraine?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Ireland.
Yeah, they've been
promoting
Ireland.
Witchcraft. And they're talking about it as well. It's on the papers, like which Ireland's wants everyone should get involved in witchcraft and all this. So it could well be Ireland. One of the three.
It could be. Yeah.
I'm going to Israel.
Kat was saying the other night, it used to be sort of wholesome. I remember, do you remember when, was it Bucks Fizz? And they had
making
to pull the
mind.
Skirts. Do you remember? And they pulled the skirts off. Do you remember all the comments on how awful that was? And it was like, Yeah, there was like loads of backlash, and now look at what it's become. I mean, look at what the world's become. I mean, it's not surprising. And sadly, we've let it happen, and we've got to get it back. We've got to get our country back. We've got to get the world back to a bit of sanity. And God's going to sort all that out.
Absolutely,
He's going to sort all that out. Christine, over to you. Final words before we close the show.
My final thought is, as soon as we walk through whatever this 10 days of darkness may be, and he did, Pascal Najati mentioned the 10 days of darkness. He said it's coming soon. And he said it is for a reason. There will be one channel playing on a loop. Everyone will see everything that has happened and then how we dealt with it. And he said it may take that amount of time in your own home, being still in peace. It's not to scare you. It's simply to bring everyone up to speed at the same time. And after that, guys, when we open our front doors and walk out, we're talking about a QFS system. We're talking about the whole financial reset. We are talking about blessings like you have never seen. This entire world will flip at one time. And all of us that have been on the bottom are going to the top. Count on it. Bank on it. Expect it. It's coming, because that's how good God is.
Hallelujah. And I believe that as well. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. If you'd like to support us, help us get out on the road more and start doing things, please consider buying us a coffee. If anyone would like to maybe sponsor a show or even advertise a show, get in touch and I can put you through to Jason. And that's like his department. info@libertytactics.co.uk, libertytactics.co.uk for the website. I've lost Lou Collins, I think. LouCollins.uk with all the research has vanished off the internet. We're trying to retrieve it. We've been trying to retrieve it now for the last 10 days. Hopefully we will get it back. I know we can get it back on the Wayback Machine. It's how, I don't know. It's Rick's dealing with it, and James, who used to do the shows, who used to be, me and James were Liberty Tactics. So that's gone. But yeah, Catherine's website, exposingthelie.info, publicchildprotectionwales.org for everything that's going on down there, how to get involved, and Q-Team Awesome is Christine, and you'll find Jason on Liberty Tactics TikTok. That's it. Good night. Say good night, everybody. Say it at all the same time.
Hi. God bless, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Night.